Back here on WBAL again today. Let's go down on the farm, and again, let's head to Aberdeen, Maryland. That's where Orioles outfield prospect Mike Yastrzemski is. Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, you're now getting acclimated to professional baseball. You were drafted in the 14th round just a few months ago by Baltimore. Tell me about the first few months of being a pro.
It's been great. It's been a process of getting adjusted to a different type of system in the pro ball rather than college, and, you know, making adjustments from coaches to players to style of play, and it's been a lot of fun so far.
Now, you are an SEC guy. You went to Vanderbilt, and Buck Showalter loves the SEC, loves talking SEC baseball. Obviously, the jump coming from a program like Vanderbilt and the competition you face might not be as extreme as someone like a Hunter Harvey or an 18-year-old coming from high school. Does that help, in your opinion?
I think it does, because it makes the transition easier. You're used to seeing guys that are throwing 92, 95, 98, and, you know, you're used to the level of defense. You know, these guys cover a lot of ground, and it's not easy to get hits out here. So being able to handle, you know, the frustration of not getting a hit every time and being able to make an adjustment at the plate is definitely something that I feel like I gained a lot of experience from the SEC and have used that to help me to try and succeed here.
The Orioles have Ryan Flaherty, a Vandy guy, on their team. You guys aren't that far away in age. I think Ryan's about 2 or 3 years older than you are.
Yeah, I actually roomed with Ryan's younger brother my first year at Vandy.
Really?
So we have a pretty good connection there. And him being from Maine and I'm from Massachusetts, we're not too far away either.
That's pretty cool. I don't know how many New Englanders make it all the way to Nashville, Tennessee. Mike Yastrzemski with us here on BAL. Right now, so far this season, you've split a lot of time in the outfield between left, center, and right. The majority of the games in center. Where are you most comfortable, and where did you play most in college?
I played actually most of my games in college in right field, and I've actually become way more comfortable in center field, being able to, you know, take control of the outfield, being able to, you know, shift our players and be able to, you know, really talk to the guys and figure some stuff out. I really like it out there, and it's been a good time out there.
Now, obviously, Mike, I know you've had to answer this countless times in your life going through college and now here in the pros and throughout your life because you have a Hall of Fame grandfather in Carl Yastrzemski. Tell me about what that was like growing up, especially growing up in Massachusetts and being a baseball player. Was it something, I mean, just the day-to-day thing that would come up in conversation? Tell me about life being a Yastrzemski.
You know, it's no different than being anyone else, except for the fact that, you know, I wasn't gonna escape my name, so I had to embrace it. And you know, that came with, you know, some territory, whether it's being, you know, expected to do something. I just pushed that aside and decided to be my own self and my own player, and my family was very supportive of that. You know, I didn't have to go out and try and be a Hall of Famer in my first day of Little League. You know, just being able to have fun with the game and enjoy my atmosphere. And that's, you know, the best thing I got out of that was the family support and friend support. And everyone was just very open about it and telling me to be my own person. And that's what I tried to do and take everything one step at a time.
Did you grow up a big Red Sox fan?
I did.
Die hard, I imagine?
I was.
Oh, I like the past tense there, Mike. Very, very smart. what about your grandfather now and through your playing career? Are you guys in contact at all? Does he follow your career through high school, college, and now professional baseball?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm talking to him, you know, every couple weeks, talking about how I'm playing, how I'm feeling, what's going on. But, you know, a lot of our conversation involves, you know, how his golf game is and how, you know, what size fish he's catching. So, you know, we try and keep it basic, and, you know, we have a grandfather-grandson relationship. Nothing changes that, you know. Just because he was a Hall of Famer doesn't change the fact that, you know, he's my grandfather first. So we have a very unique relationship.
Now, I do have to ask you, you were drafted in the 36th round by the Boston Red Sox in 2009 out of high school. That must have been really, really tempting. How close were you to becoming a Boston Red Sox?
I actually wasn't very close at all because I had full intentions of going to school. My grandfather was real supportive of that. He wanted me to get my education. And you know, I think that's probably the thing that he's most proud about me was that I actually finished my degree at Vanderbilt and have that in my back pocket. So I think that's pretty special.
That's awesome. That is really cool stuff. And finally, Mike, as far as this season right now for Aberdeen, you go through a whole college slate. And when do you guys start? Late January now in the SEC, early February? There's no offseason for collegiate baseball at all. You must be, after getting after it now since then, I imagine you're feeling pretty fatigued right now.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people think that your body starts to break down, but the first thing to go is usually your mind. So as long as you try and stay mentally prepared for each game and take it one game at a time, you make it a lot easier on yourself. So, you know, I learned that pretty well at school and trying to take that from school and transition it to here now, especially with, you know, over 100 games under my belt this season. Just being able to take it one game at a time and try and just do anything that's necessary to be prepared for the game at 7 o'clock.
Mike Yastrzemski, outfielder for the Aberdeen Ironbirds, 14th round pick this year by the Baltimore Orioles and a prospect right now in their organization. Mike, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Let's catch up soon.
Thank you.
That's Mike Yastrzemski. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL.